we are back. You're listening to the Kathy Barnett Show on the number one talk radio station in all of Philadelphia, WPHT 1210. You can find me here on Odyssey, or you can go to the website and listen to us. You can find me on Twitter, find me on YouTube. Let me know when Sarah Carter is on the line. Hopefully, I'll be able to get Sarah Carter. She was just sworn into office this January as the director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Sarah Carter on the line. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I am doing well. I am so glad we were able, finally able to sync up and to have you on the show. I'm so grateful.
Well, I'm grateful to be on, Kathy, and congratulations to you and the huge success of your show. It's just fantastic.
Well, thank
Great
you.
Great to be on.
Thank you so much. Sarah was just sworn into office this January as the director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, which coordinates anti-narcotics policy for about 19 different federal agencies. She leads Trump's efforts to reduce illicit drug manufacturing, trafficking, drug use, and overdose deaths. I mean, that's a mouthful, girl.
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot. It is a huge honor. I'm very humbled by it. I was working as a special advisor to the president prior to my confirmation, which you're right, it was in January. And I got to tell you, we have been at the office here of National Drug Control Policy, the team working day and night to ensure that we are doing everything in our power to protect the American people and save lives. The one thing we don't want to see is more deaths. And I'm proud to tell you here on the show today that we are watching the numbers of deaths reduce when it comes to overdose and poisoning, particularly with fentanyl, all of that due to the incredible work that President Trump has empowered us to do here. We went from a peak of 112,000 plus drug overdose deaths during the Biden administration to right now, just under 69,000 in the past year. But I want you to think about that, the magnitude of that.
Yeah.
It's still horrific. We want those numbers to be zero. We want to save American lives and American children, Kathy. And it's our goal to continue to work with all of the agencies to ensure that our U.S. taxpayer dollars are going to remove the supply off the streets and to give those who are seeking recovery the tools that they need to seek recovery and treatment.
Yeah, you know, I saw your article in Epic Times. I took a picture of you on the front page and texted it to you. It was a really great article, just kind of walking through and giving the American people an update. I would be remiss if I did not ask you, just as a, you know, the practical impact of what the from the decision of the Supreme Court yesterday regarding birthright citizenship, because your job is to coordinate drug policies across these 19 federal agencies. What practical impact do immigration and border policies have on your ability to combat fentanyl trafficking and the cartels and getting these death tolls down?
It's absolutely intertwined, absolutely intertwined. As you know, for many years, for more than 25 years, I've covered the U.S.-Mexico border, right, as well as covering the cartels. That means doing investigative pieces on the drug cartels that are operating in Mexico and throughout the Western Hem, not just in Mexico, but throughout Central America and South America. Another big part of my work was covering Islamic State in Iraq, as well as the Taliban and Al-Qaeda throughout South Asia. I spent a good portion of my career on the battlefields in Afghanistan, and a lot of that was, again, investigating the terrorist organizations and how they were utilizing drug funding to not only, you know, move narcotics to fund their organizations, but to move people. And so a lot of what we have seen, it crosses, right? Human trafficking and the narcotics that is being supplied into the United States, it's definitely an intersection. And that's what we were looking at. So our office works very closely with others, like especially nonprofits that are working with, you know, to save children's lives and working closely with people that are trying to stop human trafficking into the United States. because they go hand in hand. And sadly, even at the most basic root, Kathy, where we've seen, you know, parents who, and this is, I'm talking the basics, right?
Yeah.
Where you see addiction and suffering, and we've seen parents selling their children to be able to fund their own addiction. And then if you want to go to the highest levels, we've seen organizations in Mexico like Sinaloa and others who work to smuggle humans into the United States, at the same time forcing people to be, you know, to be the carriers of these drugs, to move the supplies into the U.S., or who are forcing them into enslavement on marijuana grows in the United States, illicit, illegal marijuana grows, who are abusing them. I mean, it's modern day slavery, right?
Yeah.
So it is, you're right. The Supreme Court decision, certainly a backlash on what we are trying to do in the national security, the overall national security of the United States, in protecting all people and all human rights. This is about the fundamentals of humanity, right? And when I went to the border, it was not about saying this is, you know, anti-immigrant, right, reporting. That has nothing to do with it. I'm the daughter of an immigrant mother who came from Cuba, who, you know, learned English when she arrived here, who came here legally, and struggled. She struggled. She, you know, she worked very hard. And even at the end of her life, after she, you know, retired from a factory, working in a factory, you know, and did everything she could to give my brother and I the life that we have, to be able to get to this point. She struggled. It's about caring about humanity, right? About those that are coming to the United States. It's about giving people an opportunity to be free, not only to be free from narcotics and addiction and the struggles people face from substance use disorder, whether that be fentanyl, heroin, or alcoholism, but it's also the freedom to not be enslaved, right, by a group or a nefarious organization that is just using people as products.
Right.
As products without a care for them in the world. You know how many parents I see every single day, Kathy, that that come to me and tell me, you know, I wish I would have known.
Yeah.
I wish I would have realized that fentanyl was out in the street, that they lost their 12-year-old or 13-year-old child. I wish I would have known to be aware of that. Now I want to save other children's lives. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
We are working day and night to do that.
Yeah. And you're absolutely correct. When I was on the road with Vivek Ramaswamy doing his presidential run, you know, traveling to different parts of the nation, it was the first time I was, you know, we were approached so many times with parents saying exactly that, that their child thought they were taking one thing and ended up taking something that had been laced with fentanyl. Getting to your article in Epic Times, you said that, you know, that your team is working alongside China to get, because the overwhelming majority of the precursor for fentanyl comes from China. And I remember, you know, these same promises from China. They've made these promises many, many times to crack down on the smuggling of fentanyl precursors. But given the regime's extraordinary surveillance ability and enforcement power, can we conclude that if fentanyl precursors continue to flow out of China, that China want those precursors to flow out of China and into America?
How can we see it any other way? I'm being completely honest with my assessment of what we're seeing, right? So my job in terms of fentanyl is to continue to hold any nation accountable, and particularly China, for the movement of precursor chemicals into our hemisphere and adulterating our supply chain. What we want is commerce, and we want economic booms. We want to be able to enhance our economies, but not at the expense of the American people. So it is a constant. I am constantly in talks, our offices, as well as our president, who had a very successful trip to China. He negotiated sweeping package of commitments and deliverables to the American people. But we are still holding China accountable. I will never back away from that. Too many children have lost their lives And by the way, between the cartels and these precursor chemicals that are coming from all over the world, not just China, but from other areas of the world, although the majority of single-use and dual-use chemicals we've seen coming from China directly. But it's we have to have a commitment to ensure that our children and that our people are no longer being murdered. And I say murdered and poisoned because not everybody, not every one of the 68,000 plus people that lost their lives over the last year died because they were addicts. Many of them, some of them young children, ordered what they thought was Adderall online. And they ordered an Adderall, it looks just like an Adderall pill. Or they ordered a Percocet or an OxyContin. Or they took something from a friend. They did not expect to die. They were not an addict. They made a mistake. But how many 13-year-olds, Kathy, do you know make mistakes every single day?
Right.
Teenagers.
It shouldn't
they
cost
make bad
them their
decisions.
Lives.
It should not cost them their lives. And the horror for their parents to find them, you know, dead and have no recourse, no way of saving them. Can you imagine what the horror is for those parents that have suffered that? So our job is to say no more. We will not tolerate another death. We know what is going on, and it is unacceptable to us. We are going to have a carrot and a stick situation with you if we find these precursor chemicals in our supply chain and they are not being used for makeup and there is no licensing agreement on it and they're not being used for other products, then we will have to draw the line. And we do that the way the president has done that. He's done that, you know, by taxing. He's done that by stopping the supply chain. He's done that by negotiating with China and going over there and saying no more. And I will continue to do the same.
But it is up to us
to not be afraid to speak out. And I think like what we've done for so long in the United States is we failed to stand up and speak the truth. Sunlight is the greatest disinfectant, and we cannot be afraid because the most important resource in our nation is our people, and we have to be there to defend them. That's our job.
I love it. Sarah, you don't mix words, girls, and I love it. Thank you so much for coming on with me. Have a wonderful day, girl. Go fight.
I will. I'm going to keep fighting, Kathy. You too.
Yes, blessings. Guys, that was Sarah Carter. She was just sworn into office this January as the director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. You've been listening to The Kathy Barnett Show. As I always say, don't forget to think. Blessings.